Hi, this is Wendy Powell with the Wildcat Extension District, your livestock production agent. What would you suppose the best time of year would be to work on livestock handling facilities? I would suggest the time of year that the facilities are not being used, or when you have some time to put some thought and effort into their design. I would also suggest avoiding the time when the cowboys are bringing the critters into the pen or when the vet is on his way. The purposes of a good set of working pens are to provide a fast and efficient way to handle livestock and provide safe working conditions for people and animals. And not to be overlooked, a good set of handling facilities will provide a means to perform necessary management practices, such as herd vaccination or loading animals out for transportation. There is not one single design that is best for everyone. The design will vary depending on the type of livestock and even the class of animals, such as stockers versus cow-calf pairs, the size of the operation, space restrictions, and personal preferences will all play a factor in the design process. If you're looking down the barrel of designing a facility, be sure to do your research. There are commercial alley and tub systems that are easy to adjust, but might be pricey. Some are even portable. You may consider working with a consultant, or you can call your local extension office for resources. There are many strategies to be considered, like a bud box design or curved alleys, and you can even combine several strategies into one design that will be best for your operation. Keep in mind that domesticated livestock have a field of vision of more than 300 degrees, so they can see quite a bit of their surroundings. So it's helpful when loading ramps and handling chutes have solid walls. This prevents animals from seeing distractions. Animals have a tendency to move from dark areas to lighter areas, provided that the light isn't glaring. You can add a spotlight directly onto a ramp or other area that will help animals move naturally into that direction. You can also use the animal's natural flight zone to move them quietly into the direction you need them to go. Consider the sounds and loud noises around the working facilities. Some equipment is really loud and can be unnerving for animals, especially if they are not handled regularly. When you minimize the use of prods that bruise or shock, you can reduce stress. There are prods that have flags or rattle paddles that are just as effective and less stressful. Reducing stress on the animal will reduce injuries and sickness for the animal as well as the employee, and this will increase overall efficiency. For more information, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.